That's Milk Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, presents Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Perry Botkin, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. Did you know that few foods cost so little yet mean so much to so many people as pet evaporated milk? That's right. Pet milk helps babies to go strong and sturdy with straight limbs and sound teeth. Pet milk helps older youngsters to grow and develop into vigorous, happy young adults. Pet milk helps grown-ups to keep fit, helps mothers to fix more delicious, more nourishing food at lower cost. Of all the protective foods, none is more important than good whole milk. And pet milk is good whole milk concentrated to double richness. Yet the cost of pet milk is less than that of any other form of milk. Ask your grocer for pet milk, the first evaporated milk, the first food for babies, the first choice of good cooks. Most people have some special talent or other that they are particularly fond of. Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista, for instance, is proud of his wonderful ear for music.
Perfect.
Yes, he's learning to play the ukulele as we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
Did you give up yet?
No, sir. I'm going great, Molly. I've only been working on it a couple of hours, and I already learned how to tune it. Listen.
That thing. Well, that's the sweetest chord you played all morning.
This doggone string keeps breaking. Hand me another one off the table there, will you?
Gladly. Which string?
Gee, it's busted.
Gosh, it sure is. Hmm? What's this sudden burst of musical ambition all about, anyhow? If you're planning a trip to Honolulu, buy another ukulele and I'll go with you.
No, no. I was going to surprise you, Molly, but... Well, I may as well let you in on it. Look, you know the big Elks Club shindig tonight? The annual benefit show?
Do I? Just had my hair done, didn't I?
Well, kiddo, you're looking at the musical star of that show. Me.
What?
Yep. I'm the guy that he's going to top the entertainment tonight with the greatest exhibition of playing a couple of fast solos on the ukulele in public this town ever saw.
Oh, no. You play that thing in public tonight?
Yep. The minute the entertainment chairman agreed to let me play something, I took my knee out of his stomach, let him up off the pool table, and bought myself a set of ukulele lessons. Here they are, see?
Oh, yeah. Learn to play the ukulele with Perry Botkin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, McGee, you don't think that little book is going to make a musician out of you by tonight because...
That's the gimmick, kiddo. This ain't only a book. These lessons are recorded. They're on records. The guy talks to you.
He'll be talking to himself before he teaches you to play.
Oh, yeah, well, scoff if you want to, but wait till you hear it. Turn on the record player. Go ahead, turn it on.
Okay.
Now set the needle on it. That's it. Now listen.
Hi there. This is your teacher playing the ukulele for you.
Well, just listen to that.
Yeah.
Now, if you'll listen to what I play and listen to what I say...
I'll listen.
...and follow my instructions...
I will, boy.
You really learn to play the ukulele. Now, here's our...
You hear that, Molly? He said himself I'll learn to play. He said so. You heard him say it.
Does he know you?
Oh. Gee whiz, I already learned to do this. There. Yes, sir. With this set of lessons, I'll show that gang at the Elks Club how...
Come in. Oh, speaking of the Elks Club, if it isn't Ole, the janitor of the... Come in, Ole.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Hello, McGee. Are you coming to the big ving-ding at the club tonight? Boat?
Are we coming? My gosh, you're looking at the guy that's going to head up the entertainment, Ollie.
You?
Yeah.
Why somebody don't told me these things, hmm? When I come to Elks tonight, McGee, if you head up entertainment, I think I'll head up the alley.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen, when you hear me play this ukulele tonight, boy...
You play the uke?
Why, certainly. Well, I may be sort of amateurish right now, but when I get through with these lessons and walk out on that stage tonight, boy, I'll be a finished musician.
Well, we don't need any answer to that joke, do we, Mrs.?
Say, are you musical? Do you play any sort of instrument yourself?
Oh, I used to play the violin, Lettuce. That's how I met my missus 32 years ago in Stockholm.
What were you doing, just fiddling around?
No, I go to her house, McGee, and she shows me her papa's violin. And she said, can you play this, Ollie? I say, well, I try. Have you got a bow? And she blushes and says, oh, Ollie, this is so sudden. Four kids we got now.
Well, I imagine your love life was fascinating, Ollie, but I got to get busy with my music. I'm to be a star at tonight's show, and as a matter of fact, star may not be a strong enough word. I may be a regular comet tonight.
You said so, McGee. That's just what I think.
Yeah?
Do you know what a comet is, Ollie?
Sure, Mrs. That's a star with all the rivets loose. It pops off, makes a lot of noise, and has a big white tail. So long, comet.
Billy Mills and the orchestra and Goofus.
This ukulele now?
Yes, I do, but I can't find the axe.
Don't you worry, kiddo. I'll fracture them else tonight, I will. I've only took two lessons so far, and listen to what I can do already.
Two, three, and one, two, three, and one, two, three.
Ah, oh, dear.
You know what that was?
No, I don't.
Me neither. But wouldn't it be pretty if it was on the key? I'm lucky I got a natural talent for this stuff anyhow. I was experimenting around with music, you know, when I was only 5 years old.
Only five?
Only five.
What could you play at five? Baby, it's cold outside on the doorbell?
No. When I was five, I had a pet frog named Hippity. I tied him in a little paper sack and put him on the keys of the piano.
Aw.
He hopped up and down, and I had my sister Bessie write down the notes as he played them. I was going to publish it in Foxtrot time and call it the Hippity Hop.
What happened to it?
Well, when we had it all rode down and played it back, it sounded so much like the Moonlight Sonata, we didn't dare publish it. Imagine a blindfolded bullfrog being able to pick out the Moonlight Sonata on a strange piano.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. What happened to Little Hippity?
He croaked. Well, back to my practicing. Let's see. Now, put the next lesson on the record player, will you? I got to master this thing by tonight. If I...
Come in, music lover. His Honor, the Mayor. Come in, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Molly. Hello, McGee.
Hi, Latriv. You coming to the Elk Swing Bing tonight?
Oh, yes, indeed, McGee. I'll be there with bells on.
Here we go. What kind do you wear, Mr. Mayor?
I beg your pardon?
The bells you're going to have on. What do you do, stitch them on your hat band, boy, or just wear them around your neck?
Oh, neither, McGee. I didn't mean...
I knew a girl in high school who had bells on her galoshes. She was the brazenest thing you ever saw.
That isn't the way I wear them, Molly. I have little silver sleigh bells tied to my shoelaces.
Huh?
They're very effective. When I walk, they play, "I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you," and I'm not kidding.
Well, back to your ukulele, McGee.
By the way, are you bringing anybody to the Elks Affair tonight, Mr. Mayor?
Yes. Senator Toomey is in town, Molly, so I bought tickets for him, too. With election time near, I think it's good business to butter up the visiting officials.
Isn't that pretty expensive, Latrice?
How's that?
Expensive. With butter around 80 cents a pound, it must cost a lot to butter a fat senator.
I didn't mean I actually used butter, Molly.
He used Oleo Kitty-O. Oleo Kitty-O is much cheaper.
No, McGee, no. I'll have to admit, I use butter.
Huh?
Peanut butter.
What?
The senator looks very nice coated with peanut butter. I took him to Florida last year, buttered him good, and left him between two crackers. Looks right at home.
My gosh, Latrobe, if you're going to come in here and act like that, you might as well go home. Me too.
As a matter of fact, I have to go now anyhow, McGee. Political meeting this afternoon. With election coming up, I have to straddle the fence and keep the pot boiling, because if I burn my bridges behind me, I may get left out in the cold. See what you can do with that one.
Big help he is. Doggone it, this uke is a little tougher than I thought it was, you know. Turn the record player on, will you, Molly? Thanks. Now, let me see. Lesson 3.
Need a new needle?
No, I'm using a permanent needle. It's good for 4 or 5 records. Well, here we go.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is lesson number 3. Now, we're going to work on your right hand.
Right
now, strum chord number 1.
Chord 1. Well, I got that one perfect.
Better roll up your sleeves there. You played that one with your cufflinks. Although it probably
was... Doggone it, how can I learn to play when people shut it off, Molly?
Come in.
Oh, it's you, Milcox.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, Molly. Hi, pal.
Hi there. This is lesson number 3.
Hey, somebody told me you're doing a ukulele act at the Elks tonight. Who started that dirty, malicious gossip?
I did, Junior. You going to be there?
I wouldn't miss it, pal.
Good.
I'm an old ukulele man myself, you know. Let me take that uke a minute.
Here.
Oh, gee, I haven't played one of these for a long time. Let me see. You know what that always makes me think of?
What that always makes me think of?
Pet milk is great. It's good whole milk. Made double rich by evaporation.
If evaporate means to dry up, I got a suggestion, Junior.
Oh, hey, listen, I'm just fascinated with the commercial possibilities of this.
Yes, I think you are.
You see?
You see, if you like cream in your coffee, you'll like that evaporated milk. You'll like the rich flavor and the creamy color it gives. That's why I say, for coffee, it's great.
That would make a great singing commercial.
If it was more commercial, then Junior could sing. Yeah.
Oh, say, this intrigues me. Pet milk is great. Pet milk is great. In coffee, it's good. Try coffee with Pet. Try coffee with Pet milk is Pet.
Ooh. Come here, Yuki. I mean, Milky.
Yes, pal.
Play something, Mr. Wilcox.
Oh, okay. Pet evaporated milk. How I love Pet milk. It tastes so good in coffee. Pet evaporated milk. Come on, kids.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, here's your uke, pal.
My gosh, of all the silly jingles I've ever heard.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cute, McGee. Did you get the word?
No, I couldn't make them out. That ain't the kind of a thing I want to play tonight anyhow. You know the type of music I like, Molly.
Yes, loud and corny.
You betcha. The louder the better, and the cornier the louder, I always say. The
louder the better. Oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hello, daughter. Hello there, Johnny. Hey, what's that thing?
Ukulele, Mr. Oldtimer. Hawaiian instrument. From two Hawaiian words. Yuka, meaning nobody, and lele, meaning plays it good.
I want to play it at the Elk tonight. You want to be there, Oldtimer?
No, Johnny, I can't. I got to stay home with Mama. She's worried pretty dreadful about my brother Bill.
Oh, what's wrong with your brother Bill?
Well, ain't sure, daughter. 2 weeks ago, he went over to Buffalo, New York, to help a fella dynamite some stuffs. Bill was always clumsy with dynamite.
Well, if he left 2 weeks ago, why are you worried about him today?
Well, we got a letter this morning that we're kind of scared to open, kids.
Yeah?
Says on the outside of it, Bill enclosed. Yes, daughter, but the blinds was down. What you going to play at the Elks tonight, Johnny?
Ukulele.
I mean, what you going to play on the ukulele?
I'll probably play something tricky, old-timer, something pretty difficult.
Anything he plays will be.
Yeah, I may try Ranzaveri's C-sharp concerto in D minor for four thumbs.
Is that a real number, Johnny?
Oh, well, who cares? Who's going to call up Dean Taylor to check on a ukulele solo? On the other hand, I may do something on the operatic side, like Il Trovatore.
Which brings up the old question, how ill can a trovatore get?
Oh, that's pretty good, daughter. But I got to go home to Mama. Yeah. And as little boy says to the garbage can, let me give you a little tip. Tonight's Halloween. So long, kid.
So long.
The King's Men and Halloween.
There's a lot of holidays all throughout the year. All of them are bright and gay, happiness and cheer.
But there is one that is serious. Ooh. It's mysterious.
And full of fear. It's fear. Halloween, Halloween. Jack-o'-lantern, it's Halloween. Apples hanging high. There's a big pumpkin pie in the sky. Children sing, children waltz. Who gives a darn if your face is false? Jump on your broom like a witch. Go and toss all your gloom in the ditch. Go out on the street for a trick or a treat. You're a cinch to strike it rich. Boo! Halloween, Halloween.
The holidays fall between.
The night of all hallows, so light up the tallow and make it a bright Halloween. Goblins and demons are hobbling and screaming on Halloween, Halloween. Start ringing doorbells, it's Halloween. While you build a fire, someone lets the air out of your tire. Owls and bats, howls from cats, may scare the buttons right off your back. Don't be afraid of a ghost, for the ghost may be merely your host.
Go out on the street for a trick or a treat. It's the same from coast to coast. Halloween, Halloween, all of the holidays fall between. Stop all your labor, go frighten your neighbor, and make it a bright Halloween. On this frightful, delightful, oh, night full of spooks.
McGee, it's almost time to leave for the Elks. Hadn't you better get dressed? I'm all ready.
Oh, I ain't got time to get dressed, Molly. I'm having an awful time with these lessons. You know, this is murder.
Oh, dear. What are you going to do because you promised?
I'm over lesson three again. That's the toughest one. Set the needle on. Hurry up, will you?
All right.
Now, let's see.
Hi there. This is lesson number three.
Yeah.
Let's practice some more with your strumming hand.
Strumming.
We're going to learn how to strum with your fingers.
Dr. Gamble is picking us up, McGee, and we'll have to get ready.
Now, use the first or index finger to strum with.
Yeah, yeah, I got that going.
Hold the cord with your left hand and rake your fingernail straight across all the strings.
Now, watch this, Molly.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Be sure your fingernails are not too sharp.
He tells me, Dad. But take the needle off, Molly, and hand me a new set of strings. Oh, what am I going to do? I'll be the laughing stock of the whole club. Them guys will run me ragged. How do I get into these fenders?
Oh, here's Dr. Gamble now, McGee.
Oh, now, look. Don't tell Doc nothing. Don't tell him. That guy'd love to know how much trouble
come
I'm in.
Come in.
Oh, don't.
Hello, Molly. Hello, String Buster. You ready to go?
I'm ready, Doctor.
Not quite, Doctor. I find I still have to brush up a bit on my ukulele lessons.
Brush up?
Mm-hmm.
You're playing a solo for 600 people in exactly an hour and 11 minutes. Can't you even play the thing yet?
An interesting interrogation.
Certainly I can play it, Doctor, but I'm a perfectionist, musically speaking. I am not one to be satisfied with mediocrity. I must, for my own artistic satisfaction, be assured that my performance tonight will leave such an impression of artistry and sensitivity that the music lovers of Wistful Vista will leap to their feet shouting, Barbo! Barbo!
The word is bravo, stupid.
He wouldn't know, Doctor. Nobody's ever hollered it at him.
Well, they're going to holler at him tonight, kiddo. I have the situation well in hand. Luckily, I happen to have a natural knack for music.
That's what I like about him, Doctor. He's always sticking his knack out. Now, look, dearie, we must get going. Oh. Come on, the doctor will give us a lift to the other.
Now, him and you run along, kiddo. I need just about a half an hour more, alone. Then I'll have this thing whooped.
Oh, brother. Leatherhead, did you ever pick tomatoes?
Certainly.
Good. I'm glad you know how, because you'll be picking them out of your eyebrows tonight. Come along, Molly.
See you at the outfit.
Yeah, so long. Hello. Hello, operator. Give me more tubes, quick. Urgent. Hello, Mort. McGee. Look, Mort. I gotta play a ukulele solo in an hour. Yeah, at the Elks. Now listen, Mort. All I want you to do.
You think they'll mind if we stand here in the wings, Doctor?
Oh, no. And besides, we'll be able to help him better from here if they start to mob him. Incidentally, isn't he here yet?
No, and I'm getting a little worried about him.
Do you know what he's going to try to play?
No. No, all I heard all day was ping, pang, pong, pong. My goodness, I hope he gets here in time.
Am I on yet? Am I on? Have they called for me yet? I'd have been here sooner, only I had to work on my arrangements.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next attraction, that's the word that's used here, is a solo performance on the Hawaiian ukulele by a man who needs no introduction except to most of you. I give you, and you can have him, Mr. Fibber McGee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Folks, my first rendition will be my own arrangement of an old favorite of mine. It is called,
Can I help you, Lover?
Lover, that's it, Lover. Thank you.
Gee, my boy, I had no idea. That's wonderful.
Thanks. Well, the show's over, folks. Good night. Good night, everybody. Good night. You run along, Doc. We'll take a cab.
Well, I'd like to book you in my nightclub, Mr. McGee. I can pay you $300 a week.
No, I'm sorry. No, thanks. I'm too busy. Well, run along home, folks. Come on, Molly. Let's sit down over here. I'm pooped.
McGee, Mother's so proud of you. That was simply beautiful.
Oh, it was nothing.
Why, it was wonderful. I don't know how you ever did it.
Brains, kiddo. Brains. Is the crowd about gone?
Yes, and Ole's starting to turn out the lights. We'd better go home.
Okay, just a minute. Wait till it gets a little darker.
Why do you want to wait?
Well,
you're liable to stumble and...
No.
Say, incidentally, didn't I hear a man offer you $300 a week to play in the nightclub?
Yep.
Why didn't you take it?
I couldn't. I only got Mort Toops' record player in it for one night. Help me get it out from under here and call a cab.
You mean...
Well, I had to do something. Them guys would have murdered me.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. When you see a happy, healthy baby with sturdy legs and a strong, straight back, it's entirely probable that he's a pet milk baby. It's a great thing to see your baby happy and healthy. It's a great thing to know, too, that millions of other babies can have the fine start in life that is assured by this extraordinary form of milk. And of particular interest to mothers, pet milk, such a wonderful, such a beneficial milk for babies and growing children, is not just for a favored few. One of the reasons, the price of pet milk is within the reach of all. Yes, pet milk is truly milk for the millions. And today, millions of babies are better babies because they're pet milk babies. Keep your child on pet milk through all his growing years.
The Perry Bodkin ukulele lessons on phonograph records are the real McCoy. They'll be on sale at your music dealers almost any day now.
Incidentally, Perry Bodkin has played on this program for a long, long time, and he's one of the finest guitar players in the business.
There's a special tie-up. If you mention Fibber McGee and Molly or Pet Milk when you buy the records, they'll give you a paper sack to carry them home in.
Wonderful. How on earth did you ever arrange a thing like that? A free paper sack.
Oh, it's nothing, kiddo. To a guy that's wound up holding the bag as often as I have. Good night.
Good night, all.
The first evaporated milk, pet milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?